Hi guys, just a quick boot. I've just got myself a MacBook Air, really cheap, a 2012 model, mid-2012. Core i7, 2 gigahertz, 512 gig SSD, USB 3, Bluetooth 4.0. Got it at a good price. A friend of mine was selling it, I just went and picked it up. I've restored the OS, got VoiceOver going, but I've run into a problem. It's a voiceover problem. Now, it affects my friend's MacBook Pro as well, so I don't know if this is a bug in the OS or whether it's something more serious than that. Now, if anybody can help me with this, please do, because basically what I've got is a situation where we can't turn on a certain voiceover function. Let me just grab the machine. It's on the bed. This thing is so tiny. It's 11.7 inch, I think. There we are. Got it on my knee. Tiny. It's a lot better than the last MacBook Air that I saw a few years ago. You may remember the other year, when I was living in Hereford, that I actually had one of these on loan temporarily while I was fixing it for somebody. And I wasn't really keen on them. But I've used them since, and I do actually like them. Power it up. This takes no time at all to boot. It's got no hard drive in it. It's solid state shit. So yeah, this is a nice machine. In fact, it's almost booted at that. In fact,
welcome to OS 10.
Voiceover. It's on.
Finder. Untitled volume.
Yeah. Right, now the problem I've got is this.
You are currently on a volume.
I'm gonna do.
Opening VoiceOver Utility, VoiceOver Utility, VoiceOver Utility, Window, Utility Categories, Table,
right.
General.
Now I'm on the General category, which is where I need to be, and I'm going to tab around.
Leaving tape, display welcome back, setup, allow VoiceOver to be controlled with Apple Script, uncheck, checkbox.
I want that turning on. There's a reason why I want that option, because if I do the, when I've got the time and date option.
Currently on the checkbox.
Oh, shut up. I need to fix that as well. When I've got me time and date option set for my keyboard commander, with right option T, it goes 8:45 p.m. because it uses the default system voice speed. So it's absolutely bloody awful. So what I want to do is I want to use the Apple script to use VoiceOver to make it go. But the problem is it won't let me turn the option on. So if I press Control Option Space on it.
Check. Allow VoiceOver to be controlled with Apple script. Checkbox.
Now that's fine.
Search. Leaving toolbar. Utility categories, table, general.
Right, it's selected. Showing.
Verbosity, general. Leavings, display, setup, allow voiceover to be controlled with Apple script, uncheck, checkbox.
It actually said it had checked it and then it doesn't.
Application, window, password.
Now it wants a password, so why the hell is saying the voiceover. I enter the password and I press enter.
Voiceover utility, window, help, button.
I go back.
Allow VoiceOver to be controlled with Apple script. Uncheck. Checkbox.
It will not, no matter what you do.
Help button. Application. Window. Password. VoiceOver utility.
It just will not.
VoiceOver utility. Setup button. Allow VoiceOver to be controlled with Apple script. Uncheck.
It checkbox. Just will not do it.
Finder. Desktop. Untitled. Volume.
So, if anybody's got any idea what you need to, how I need to fix that, please let me know, because I cannot, no matter what I do, I cannot repair that. It just won't turn on. I don't want to mess with my iMac, because that's already set up. That's already set the way I want it. And I think those settings came from... my old Mavericks install. And I had that option enabled then. So, in fact, I had that option enabled a long time ago, back in the days of Lion, Mountain Lion, that kind of thing. So, in fact, I first enabled that in Snow Leopard. And, of course, the iMac has been going through the OSs since then. I'm running 10.10.3, which is the latest as far as I'm aware. There is, according to a friend of mine, an update coming up in the near future. It's in beta at the moment, by all accounts. I think there's a 10.4 update coming up sometime. So if anybody knows how to fix this voiceover Apple script problem, I don't care who it is. Anybody who happens to know what to do about this one, please let me know. I know not everybody's following me, but this is, you know, can you guys who are following me circulate the word to those who aren't, who happen to have a Mac that may be able to help me with this? Because this is a very serious question. If you guys can circulate this around, or if anybody happens to know what to fix this, let me know, because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to do about this. This is the first time my Mac has ever done anything like this, and I don't know what to do. It's a bit weird. But, yeah, my Mac, something keeps dinging in here. My iPad keeps going dibby-ding, dibby-ding. I don't know what all that's about. Oh, never mind. I'll get on to that later. Meanwhile, onwards and upwards, as they say. So yeah, if anybody happens to know what the hell to do with this, please let me know, because I'm curious. And I just want to know what's happening. As I say, I am using my iMac setup at the moment, as I'm actually may fix the problem by importing my preferences. Actually, let's have a look at the iMac and see how the options set on that machine.
Fire, desktop.
I actually left that on while I was out, which I shouldn't really do, but I did. So let's look at this option and see what we've got here. And we'll see if we can fix
it. VoiceOver utility. Welcome to OS X. VoiceOver is on. Content, help. Allow VoiceOver to be controlled with Apple scripts. Check, checkbox.
See, that's checked. I don't uncheck that because...
Fire, desktop, Macintosh HD, volume. May 28th, 7:10 p.m.
It's obviously something new in Yosemite that's a bug that's been introduced, and I dare not turn that off, because if I turn that off and I can't get it back on. But if anybody's got that option not enabled, and your machine lets you do it, I don't care what Mac you've got, because I'm trying to narrow it down to whether it be one of the new machines like this one, a 2012 or above, or whether it's an earlier model of Mac issue. Because I honestly don't know, guys. I can't work this out. If anybody happens to know what the answer to that is, please let me know. Because I'm very much curious as to what's going on. I do want to know what's happening. I do want to know why it won't do it. You know, that kind of thing. It's important. So if anybody can let me know, please, what's happening. As I said, I just picked this machine up today. I did say to my friend Lou this morning, I was considering buying it off Mr. Clayton, and I decided in the end I would. And he was offering it at a good price, so I took it while it was there, because it's the best machine I'll ever own. You know, it's. I know a few years ago on here I did a talk about a MacBook Air that I borrowed to do some repair work on for somebody, and I didn't like them at the time, but this is a bit newer than that one. And they are a nice little computer, you know. They are a nice little machine. Once you get into them, they're actually really cool. The fact that it boots so bloody fast as well, it's unbelievable. The new iMacs, I do believe, have the Fusion drives in them, which they permit fast booting just the way that does. But yeah, I friggin' love it, man. I friggin' love it. Because it means that I can really do, you know, I can do performance computing. I mean, this is a 2 gigahertz Core i7. I nearly insulted it by calling it a Core i5. And I really didn't want to do that. It's not a Core i5. That's my MacBook Pro that's a Core i5, as is my big desktop over there. That's 3 Macs I've got now. Yes, greedy, I know. One of them's getting a bit old in the... One of them's getting a bit long in the tooth. The other one's not far behind. And, yeah, it's about time I got into the new Mac technology a bit. So I'm stepping forward into Yosemite with PowerNap capabilities. I've no idea what PowerNap does, or even how it works. I don't even know if this computer supports it. I'll have to have a look in the power profile and find out if PowerNap is actually supported. I bet it is. That'd actually be rather cool if it was. But yeah, if anybody can help me with that, please let me know, because I am curious, and I am sort of thinking that I should... You know, I am thinking that I should maybe sort something out with this voiceover thing. If anybody happens to know what the deal is with it, I would be much appreciated as to what the plan is with it. Because it's a bit weird. I don't know. It won't let me turn the option on, and it asks for a password. The first time you do it, it turns it on, but then it turns off again. It's like, what the hell? It's really strange. It's like it can't do it.